Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, this is Talk Sports Philly Radio, and this is Chris Leampora on the line with Jim Chesko, and Bill Furman is supposed to be calling in later today. And this is sort of kind of a reunion show. We haven't done a show together in a long time, and I'm looking forward to catching up, seeing what's going on. And currently we have Jim Chesko on the line. And Jim, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, Chris. A little head cold, but I'm a warrior. I will fight through it.
Okay, I hear you. It's a tough thing, and the weather, I'm sure, is not going to be helping. And hope you feel better. But
thank you.
So catch me up on what's going on with you and doing Philly Press Box Radio, and what's been going on since the last time we spoke.
Well, as you know, we were on your show early last year, and then Bill and I did a little side project that I guess has taken off fairly well, the Philly Press Box Radio. We've been doing that since late April of last year. It's a Wednesday evening show. Wednesdays at 7. We've had a lot of good guests, a lot of good football talk, Phillies talk at times, and it's been a lot of fun. And nice to talk to you again, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been running around doing my own things. I've been doing the radio show, but keeping it to more interviews than roundtables as of late. But we're going to pick it up again and start doing more and more shows. Talk Sports Philly's been doing very good. It's been growing steadily every year. And real happy with what's going on. We've got the 6th anniversary coming up. It's going to be held at Xfinity Live. And looking forward to a good end of the year, and I see only good things coming up in the future. A lot of things are opening up. So that's kind of where we're standing at. And I'm glad you guys are doing well. I've been keeping an eye on the show. And like your guests and everything that's going on, you guys are catching some traction, and I'm really happy for both of you guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Absolutely. So let's dive into the Philly sports world and what's going on. And that would be the Eagles. I think this is at the top of the list. So give me your thoughts on what you're seeing this season, with a 1-2 record, and, what you've seen so far. What is your analysis?
Well, I think a lot of us, Chris, were kind of conned or fooled by what we saw in the second and third preseason games when they just ran up and down the field. Sam Bradford was, nearly perfect. Four or five drives, all of them culminating in touchdowns. We all thought they were going to score 40 points a game and win 11, 12, maybe 13 games. I admit it, I fell for it. I predicted 11-5 in a division title. And then, of course, the regular season started and things didn't quite go as planned. There was the game in Atlanta where they did pretty much nothing the first half, came back, took a brief lead, only to lose it in the end. And then the game with Dallas, one of the most dreadful offensive outings we've seen in 50 years by this team. It was just awful. So then you get back on the winning track on Sunday by beating the Jets, a team you've never lost to. A pretty good first half. Up substantially, 24-0, I think, before the Jets came back and scored a late touchdown at the end of the half. And then the second half was a nail-biter, and again, the Eagles' offense went kind of dead. And so, yeah, 1-2 is better than 0-3, a whole lot better as far as your prospects, but still, it's not an impressive start to the season. They've played 3 games or 6 halves and really only had 2 pretty good halves, the second half against Atlanta and the first half against the Jets. You're not going to win a whole lot of games if that's going to be the case. So there's a lot of question marks still, a lot of concerns. We still don't know how good Sam Bradford is going to be in this offense. The offensive line has more and more problems with injuries. Again, we have a new kicker coming in. The secondary is still trying to find its way. So I'm not ready to give them the division just yet, even with Dallas having its injury problems. It's going to be an interesting next few weeks, I'll say that.
I agree with you. I think we Bill just got on the line. Bill, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm just catching up here. I got a few minutes, then I got to jump into a meeting right quick.
Okay, I completely understand. Well, welcome on the show. It's good to have you back. I haven't had you on in a long time. I was just talking with Chet before you got on you know, how good you guys are doing with your Philly Press Box Radio and getting traction and stuff like that, and that I'm happy for you. And
well,
I
appreciate that. I certainly appreciate it. You know, and I wanted to comment on Chet's comments real quick. You know, somebody
yeah,
at Philly Press Box Radio has to be the same mind, and that would be me. While Chet was drinking up the Kool-Aid, somebody had to be keeping the same mind in the group. But that's okay. That's what makes it work for us. And you know, but I do agree with him here at the end. As we sit 1-2, we're only a game out of first place. But you know, it hasn't been very much to be real optimistic about. But you know, all wins are good wins. There's no such thing as a bad one. And certainly, the Jets weren't a great. Opponent, I wouldn't say, to benchmark, but hey, they got a win, and they certainly needed it. 0-3 would have been really bad.
Yeah, they were. They would have been out of the season, as far as I'm concerned, if they were 0-3. But yeah, they need the wins. And most people, we did the poll, and I'm sure you guys did as well. What people thought the record was going to be throughout the season, and I saw more people at 13-3 and 12-4 than I thought. I went with 11-5, and I was being generous because this team really hasn't played together, so you don't really know what you're going to get. But the way it's looking is look like you know we're going to be lucky if we can get to 10-6, and I'm not real happy with what I've been seeing. Just like Chet said, it's only been two strong halves. And that's not going to get you to the playoffs. And it's certainly not going to win you a division if you're not playing good, solid football all the way through the game. And
right.
I did not like the move for Foles for Bradford. I'm still trying to figure it out. And that's why I'm just hoping down the season that something, you know, somebody knew something I didn't know. And it works out better than it is. But let's see what happens. What do you think about Chip so far and how he's handled it or, you know, what his moves have been?
I'm going to go first on that one. I know where Bill stands on Chip. I'm not a Chip bot. I'm not a guy who says, you know, everything that Chip does is genius. I questioned a lot of these moves last winter. Like you, Chris, I was a Foles guy. Mm-hmm. I don't see where they're gaining a whole lot with Bradford. I mean, Foles' arm strength is as good or better than Bradford's. We see that by Bradford not willing to go downfield. Neither of them are overly mobile, so I was a Foles guy. As far as the McCoy-Kiko thing, even with Kiko's injury problems, I was okay with that deal. I mean, he was getting some new running backs to come in. Alonzo, you don't know that he's going to get hurt again. And by the way, I just heard a report moments before the show today that the ACL is not torn, so he could be back in a month or so. We shall see if that pans out. But yeah, the other moves, bringing in the new cornerback, Maxwell, sure, they overpaid for him, and I was a little concerned about that, too. He was coming from a Seattle team where he was, you know, the number 3 or 4 guy in that secondary, so he has a lot of great talent around him, and I was wondering just how he'd be as, you know, the number 1 or 2 guy in the secondary, and so far he has struggled a bit, especially in those first two games. So I wasn't crazy about a lot of these Chip moves, but I'm giving him a wait-and-see attitude. You can't make a decision on 3 games. It takes a while when you have all these new players for everybody to gel. So I think we'll know a whole lot more by mid-season or certainly after this one season with all these new faces to see just how good a coach and how good a talent evaluator Chip is.
Right. Right, and there's not a lot of good comment out there on that so far. Now, what do you see, Bill? I'll throw this out to you. What do you see in the next 4 games? I mean, you got the Skins, you got the Saints, you got the Panthers, and I'm missing somebody in there. Giants. And
Giants
and then
Dallas.
You have Dallas
is pretty soon.
Yeah. Now it is Giants. And then they have the bye week after that. What do you see in the next 4 games with the Eagles? I can tell you what I see. I was going to say, I see them beating the Skins. I see them beating the Saints. I see them up in the air with the Giants, but very possible a win. And then I see them losing to the Panthers. So I could see them at 4-3 when the bye week comes along. Very realistically, I think. How do you feel?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to tell because in the NFL, you know, anything goes. And the way guys are going down, you know, who thought we would be seeing Michael Vick, the quarterback for the Steelers? Drew Brees is out. All these injuries are taking place. I mean, who in the world knows where it'll be three weeks from now, let alone this week even. So I think anybody can beat anybody. And Chet and I actually talked about this. You know, I watched Tampa lose to Tennessee by 40 points in the first game of the season, and then the next week go to New Orleans and beat the Saints in New Orleans. And, you know, you shake your head and say, how is that possible? So for them to – they could very well lose to the Redskins, you know. I mean, they certainly could beat them. They could blow them out. But if the Redskins won this game, I wouldn't be surprised at it. And right on through, it's going to be very difficult to – look forward, and it depends who's on the field each week.
Right. What did you predict for the season as far as a record?
I predicted 10-6, and with injuries 9-7, and with major injuries 8-8.
Okay. How about you, Chet? Where were you there?
I said 11-5, and I didn't give any caveats. I mean, there's always going to be injuries, so I just went 11-5, division title, and even win a playoff game, but not get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Oh, no.
I had them 11-5 and making the playoffs. And from there, I didn't make any predictions from that. But it sounds like everybody's pretty much on the same page there. Now, we've seen, I mean, it was so bad on Dallas team. I mean, it was painful to watch. In fact, my Dallas friends were giving me condolences, and they didn't even bust on me because you didn't even have to bust on the Eagles fans at that point. It was so bad.
We were busting on ourselves.
Yeah. They're like, we don't have to bust on you. You're going to do it yourself. I think, do you see this, Bill, and because you coached, do you see this team gel? Is that just really, you know, a team that's off kilter? It's just not, you know, gelled together and know each other or used to the offense. What happened that game?
Well, I was actually there, and it was painful. For that particular game, I just think the Eagles were completely unprepared, completely outcoached. They couldn't block Sean Lee. They still haven't blocked Sean Lee and a bunch of other guys. And it really surprised me when Chip came out after the game and said, well, we couldn't block the three technique. Well, you know what? Even as a high school coach, you get in situations during the game that you have trouble blocking guys. Well, you can't sit there and get your butt kicked for the whole entire game. You in-game adjust. That's what you do. I mean, that's why you're coaching. Otherwise, you buy a ticket and sit in the seats. So I was very surprised that the Eagles never seemed to adjust to that. And then came out and just said, oh, we couldn't block that guy. Well, what? Never heard a coach say that.
Right. Yeah. yeah, I don't know what to say to that other than you just, you know, get somebody in front of them.
yeah. Funny, but, I mean, you adjust your schemes, you double team, you do whatever. You don't keep sitting out there and putting Maxwell out there to get beat 10 out of 11 times by Julio Jones. And then you lose the game. You make in-game adjustments. That's what it's all about.
How do you think Kip is with that? I mean, in-game adjustments, being able to adjust, whether it be his game plan, his players, or situation that's going on around him. Do you think he's good at that?
Well, I'm not overly impressed. Yeah, I'm not overly impressed yet. No, he's got some work to do. So far, he hasn't made the adjustments. I mean, yeah, they came back in the second half in the Atlanta game, but that was more Atlanta's doing, I think, by changing up their defense, playing more of a prevent defense and giving them a little more room to work. I don't think Chip made any major adjustments. He's got to show me something for me to be on board, as, you know, he's the genius and the guy who's going to take us to a Super Bowl. So in game, out of game, I got to see more from Chip.
Yeah, and he certainly has set himself up as the savior or the villain, you know, the hero or the villain type of thing. So we're going to see. I mean, it's going to be in a hell of a hot seat if it doesn't work out. And I've also been hearing a lot that, you know, a lot of people still think he's a college coach. He's not. He shouldn't even be in the pros. He just hasn't adapted ever to that style. Bill, do you see that? Or?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really like the idea of hiring him to begin with. Not because of him, but just the fact he'd never been in an NFL locker room, never was an assistant in the NFL, and those sort of things. So, you know, I wasn't real big on that. But with that said, I mean, guys have to start somewhere. I wouldn't necessarily pay him $31 million to do it. But, you know, I guess maybe he outdid himself with all his tricks and things that got him a 10-5 record or 10-6 record the first year. And then the expectations just went higher than what he was capable of doing yet. He's got a lot of work to do at the NFL level, in my mind.
Okay. Jack?
I agree.
And with that, guys, I'm going to have to jump off. I got to run into this meeting, okay?
Take care, Bill.
Well, listen, Bill, it's been great talking with you and like to have you back on or maybe get on the Philly Press Box radio at some point.
Okay, Chris, thanks. Appreciate it. Jeff, we'll talk.
See you, Bill.
Take care, Bill.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Well, we'll finish off, Jeff. It was good to have Bill come in. So what do you see coming up into the bye week, Chet? Do you see
I'm with you.
I think they win three out of four,
but they're not going to be easy. As Bill said, you know, any given Sunday, you don't know what's going to happen. But you got to beat the Redskins. If you don't beat the Redskins this Sunday, you don't deserve to be considered in the playoff mix. You got to win that game. I know it's on the road, but you got to win that game. Beyond that, you got New Orleans without Drew Brees, likely. It's a home game at the Link. You got to win that one. The Giants, you just never know what you're going to get with those. The good news is it is a home game. It's a Monday night game. On October 19th, I want to see them beat the Giants. You win that game, that's 4 in a row. That puts you at 4-2. And then the Carolina game is going to be tough. The week before the bye, it's on the road. It's a Sunday night. Carolina's been playing well. They have a good defense. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give that one a loss to the Eagles. So 4-3 going into the bye week, and then you come back and play Dallas, of course, down in Big D. So
right.
I'll take that at this point. I'll take 4-3 after the 0-2 miserable start.
Yeah, absolutely, and I realistically, you know, see that possibly being the record. So, just like you, so yeah, we'll turn it around. Then you come back from a bye week, and you redeem yourself against Dallas. You go 5-3. You're right back in the top of the division. You know, you're right back in the game, but you have to win. And you have to win at this point. And I don't think anybody saw them in the position where they were going to have to win. To stay in it at this point. But, you know, it is what it is. So we got to do what we got to do to stay competitive.
Hey, Chris, I've got about 3 minutes. I got to leave in about three minutes, but I wanted to get your take on the Flyers. I know you're a hockey guy. They made the coaching change. They made a few changes on the roster. What are you expecting from the